This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In 1966, two young men wearing parachutes jumped from the top of Yosemite's El Capitan and started the sport now called base jumping. 40 years later, one of them, Brian Schubert, was killed this weekend jumping from the New River Gorge Bridge in West Virginia. NPR's Noah Adams was there.
I met Brian Schubert and talked with him just before he jumped. He was happy at that moment. And we will hear some of that interview as the story of the Bridge Day morning unfolds. We start just before 9 on a fine day. The bridge is closed to traffic. It really is a festival. Lots of food and crafts. It's the best attended event in the state. On this day, 145,000 people. They've come for the fun and to watch more than 400 jumpers take part in a very extreme sport.
All right, everybody, welcome to Bridge Day 2006. We are in the final countdown right now. 8:59!
The first jumpers wait to climb up on a platform that extends out over nothing but 876 feet of air. When you look down into the gorge, you can feel the chemistry of your body change.
You're the first-time jumper right here?
There is affection here for first-time jumpers. Let's say you've done a lot of skydiving, at least 50 times out of a plane, then you're set to jump off a cliff or a bridge. First-time jump?
First-time jump.
Where are you from?
Florida.
What's your name?
Chris Moore.
So how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, sleep?
Of course.
Did you dream?
Of course.
Dream of this?
No, dreamed of women.
Chris Moore, on his way to becoming a base jumper. Base, B-A-S-E, stands for Building, Antenna, Span, or Bridge, and Earth. The goal is to parachute from all four of those. And the New River is a world-class jump with a fairly safe landing zone. My colleague Rolando Arrieta spent the morning down there on a narrow beach, almost close enough to get his microphone splashed. A water landing close to the shore is a good idea. Boat crews can help out. And as they say, clothes dry faster than bones heal. People do crash into trees, but most of the jumpers have happy landings. Six jumpers from China, some holding their country's red flag, arrived precisely on target. It was Xiangyang Mei's first time in West Virginia.
It's wonderful. It's so beautiful here.
Up on the bridge, you see jumpers with their eyes shut and their arms moving. They're rehearsing their first moves. And first-time jumpers are wondering, what's it like up on that platform?
I'm going to be really, really scared, but it's going to be really, really exciting. That's the point, isn't it, really, to be scared?
Michelle Klug from Zephyr Hills, Florida, has jumped out of airplanes 1,000 times. But this is her first time off a bridge.
Basically, I'll stand on the side, look at the horizon, and step off, and wait 3 seconds and throw my pilot chute, wait for my canopy to open.
The pilot chute is small and gathered in one hand, held high. When you let it go, it pops out the main canopy. You might throw the pilot chute 4 seconds into the jump. At that point, you are falling at 75 miles an hour.
Okay, who else we got? Who needs a gear check? Step up. Okay, turn slowly for me. Pilot chute is good. Keep turning. Your first jump?
Sure is.
You'll have fun. As soon as you leave the ramp, you'll be in a sense of calm. I guarantee you.
Before the jumpers climb onto the platform, they stand still for and appreciate an expert gear check. Every strap, every buckle. And this is where I met Brian Schubert. I knew he was from California, and that in 1966, he and his parachuting buddy made the very first base jumps. His friend's name is Mike Pelkey.
We lived in Barstow, and he asked me, did you ever want to do something nobody else has done? I said, what do you have in mind? And he says, well, we can jump the Eiffel Tower, the Royal Gorge Bridge in Colorado, or the El Capitan in Yosemite. And I asked, where can we get the most free fall? And he says, off of El Capitan. I said, then let's go to El Capitan.
That first jump was long ago. And on this day, on this bridge, there may have been reasons to be concerned about Brian Schubert. He wasn't active in this fast-changing sport, and the new parachutes are quite different. But when I talked to him, I was looking at a happy 66-year-old jumper who wanted to go for it again. He was introduced as a founding hero of base jumping, celebrating the 40th anniversary of his El Capitan jump. Brian Schubert stepped off the platform. It was instantly clear something was wrong.
There he goes. There he goes.
Throw it! Throw it! Throw it! Throw it! Oh, my.
Brian Schubert fell into the river. I couldn't see over the bridge rail, but people around me who did watch said he let go of his pilot chute too late. Close to the water, his canopy streamed out unopened. The jumping was stopped for a time. A train came through the quiet valley. A rescue boat recovered the body. No announcement was made, and then bridge day continued. In all, by the afternoon, about 800 jumps were made. Saturday night at the Holiday Inn, every year it's the home of the base jumpers. They have beer and pizza, watch videos, tell stories. Dave Urbanski of Hampton, Virginia, made his first jump on this day. He had been waiting in line 8 places behind Brian Schubert.
I had some hesitation. Trust me, being my first time jumping off 870 feet, looking down, knowing what could happen, but thinking of what I prepared myself to do. I prepared my equipment. We got it ready. We did checks properly. This is something that we love to do. We don't press the limits. We don't try to do anything crazy. But it's unfortunate that the man went in today. We all feel for him and his family.
There was a final jumpers meeting on Saturday night, and toward the end, it was time to speak of Brian Schubert, details of his death, and a tribute.
Today we've lost an icon in the sport, a brother to us all. Everybody can stand for him.
The Sheriff's Department is investigating the death, and so is the National Park Service. This was the first fatality at Bridge Day since 1987. Noah Adams, NPR News, Fayetteville, West Virginia.
There are videos and photos from the Bridge Day Festival at our website, npr.org. Day-to-Day continues.